project. And now this year they finally put it on the big screen with the audience at the Tribeca 2021. And also it was like with this little short film, Song of Grace, that we shot in on film in Super 16, and pretty much that's it. I just like finished like I shot a few, another feature film that we just finished last Sunday, so I'm kind of in the recovery mode now.
Congratulations. Tell me a little bit about the Tribeca stuff, because that is incredible, and I'm so proud of you for that.
No, thank you. I mean, yeah, it was like, it's a very important, of course, award, but like the project also, it's a very unique. I don't know if you had the chance to watch it, but it's a hybrid documentary about the Spanish conquistador that like appears 500 years later in the year 2018 in Mexico. And we follow his journey that is the same that the Spaniards, they were doing back in the days from Veracruz, the coast, to Mexico City. And he's dealing with all this violence of Mexico in 2018, and all the characters that he's meeting, they are real people. So that's why it's a hybrid, and we shot it all of the project with natural light, with available light. I didn't use any light, and we shot with like an amorphic vintage lenses from Japan from the 60s. So I think that was like a good combo of like everything that it's there in the project.
And what were some of the challenges about doing it?
I mean, first, like the security, I think that was the main challenge, because as you know, like, yeah, that part of Mexico, they are not too safe. We were having a protocol with the American police, with the Mexican police. Also, the crew was like half Spanish, half Mexican, or I mean, the director is Mexican, but lives in the U.S., like same as me, he lives in California, Rodrigo. And so we never planned that it was like half and half, but it made to happen that way. And then, of course, the challenge was like kind of having solutions, like fast solutions for, because the process was like we were introducing the character with like the real people, we're kind of having an interview, and then we're planning a sequence like, okay, like with this like woman, we're going to play that you come to the house and you say hi, and then you share like a cigarette, for example, or whatever. So that was kind of like improvisation, and it was like 28 days the first part, and then we went back for another 2 weeks, so like kind of 6 weeks total shoot.
And what were some of your favorite memories about filming?
Again, like the memories?
Yeah,
I mean, first was like, for me it was very important and very, like I was very happy to go back to Mexico and shoot a movie. I haven't been there like maybe 9 years shooting a feature film. And I think I was so excited. And for me, I describe as a kind of a love goodbye letter to my country in many ways, because I visit places that I don't think I'm going to go back, or I'm not going to be able to go back. So I was trying to enjoy as much as I could, even if it was kind of a sad and sometimes a very intense project. But at the same time, I think we capture the poetic landscapes of Mexico and the color. So I was really enjoying being there and like trying to have as much as I could all my memories. No, that was not only about the violence. We went like in very magic places like Quetzalan. We were like shooting some rituals, and like we visited like some rivers and waterfalls and the ocean. So it was like, yeah, very unique and very particular. And I think that's why you can feel that in the final project.
Beautiful. And tell me about this next thing that you just finished up.
Yeah, I cannot say too much, but it's just like a movie that is called Stay Awake. It's based on a short film that we shot like 7 years ago. And finally, we, or the director and the producers, got the financing for this. And it's a fiction film based on that short that it was kind of successful. Went to, we won Slam Dance and went to Berlinale and like kind of around 50 festivals around the world. And we just finished a principal photography. Now they're editing, and we're planning like to submit to all the festivals for the beginning of 22. So I'm very excited about that. I think it's going to be a very interesting project.
I can't wait to see it. We're going to have to do another interview when we have that come out.
Of course, more than happy.
Yeah, and one thing I like to ask the people I interview is, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Again, sorry?
A fun fact about yourself.
A fun fact?
Yeah.
I think I have this Mexican sense of humor where I'm kind of joking when I'm on set with like the people, and the fun fact is like people, they think I'm so serious, maybe the way I look, but then once I'm joking, they never get like the first time the joke, and then kind of at the end they are like, oh, you're joking, or this is not serious. So I think that if that's a fun fact, I don't know.
That's cute. I like that. And since we're a TV site too, what are you watching on TV these days?
I mainly into the art films. I watch a lot of Criterion like movies. I'm like not too fan of the TV shows, honestly, but I try to just follow what is like out. But mainly I spend my time watching art movies from Europe, or a movie. That's kind of my two places where I spend more time watching films.
And where can they follow you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram as Alejandro Mejia DOP and Jano Mejia on Facebook, JANO, and my last name. That's how I'm on Facebook, and then on Instagram, Alejandro Mejia DOP.
Beautiful. I'll send you a follow. Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you, and I can't wait to talk again soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a nice weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.